23rd. All right, I'm gonna call a meeting to order. It's 7:30. Make sure everybody can... patience. All right, first thing we need to do is to approve the minutes from December 19th regular meeting. I don't have any...
I don't have anything.
All right, so hearing no objections, we are going to approve those minutes. The next is December 29th. No, that's actually December 28th special meeting. Yeah, we did it on the 28th. Special meeting on December 28th. Approving those minutes. Do any changes for those?
No.
All right, hearing no objections, those minutes have passed. The next is the special meeting on January 15th. That one is going to... do any...
No.
Changes that?
No.
All right, hearing no objections, those minutes have passed. All right, treasurer's report. Do you have any?
No.
I don't either. All right, treasurer's report for the month of December 2017. If there are no objections, then that will be filed for audit. I promise once we get started, Chris right through this. All right, President's report. This is the first time that we have ever done this at the suggestion of a citizen for this month, so this is a great month to do that. I do have a couple things to report. First of all, we are now a member of a board of two. We just received tonight the letter of resignation from Greg. So he will not be here anymore, and we will until the new board is put in place in April, we'll operate as a board of two. And I'm guessing that we'll get along just fine that way, so I'm not overly concerned about that. The second item is that we have agreed to a negotiated separation of employment from John Callahan. We do have a short this week press release that says the Smithville Area Fire Protection District has agreed to a negotiated separation of employment with Fire Chief John Callahan effective February 28, 2018. No further comment on Mr. Callahan's employment status will be made by district directors, employees, or agents, and further information may become available once finalized, pursuant to the Missouri Sunshine Law 610-21. So in his absence, we will continue to have Dave Klein as our acting chief, which I'm actually very excited about. And we will move forward, I believe, later on the agenda. We're talking about the hiring process for a new chief. And so that is where we stand on that. And our district clerk Dave is our acting chief for the foreseeable future. All right. Moving along. Chief's report.
All right. For December 2017, we responded to 102 incidents. That puts our run to volume for 2017 at 1,287. Which surprisingly is only six runs over last year. So, a little bit slower growth than we've seen in the previous years. We've been about 10-12%, but it all can change pretty quick with weather, with brush fire season, and so forth. So I included some information for you, and I left a few copies over here. I wasn't expecting this crowd. But I do have some information that we talked about last month in regards to overlapping runs. And the definition for us of an overlapping run is where We are still on one incident, and we received one or more additional calls. So the on-duty crew has not yet cleared the first incident, and they get dispatched to another. For 2017, that happened 84 times. I made a chart here that kind of shows, 2012 was kind of an anomaly, as we talked about it in a captain's meeting. That was a year we had a lot of brush fires. Our spring was really busy. As you see from the 2012, we took a little dip in 2014, but we've steadily climbed. And, so 5.5%, a little over 6%, and even higher up to 6.5% in 2017. 6.5% of our total runs are overlapping runs. To bring some particular attention to that, on December 2nd, we started the afternoon 3:53 with a fire at the high school, fire in a trash can. And the crew had cleared that call by 4:19. And 4:34, we were dispatched to a structure fire out on 132nd Street. While we were on the duration of that fire, from about 4:30 until just after 9 o'clock that night, we had a motor vehicle accident at ED and 92 at 6:30, and had another medical emergency at just a little after 8:30. We did make it to the scene of the, we sent a brush truck with two people to the motor vehicle accident. We did have a truck en route after that to the medical call, and by the time we got there, the ambulance had transported. So I don't play the doom and gloom game, but it is an increasing occurrence within our organization, within our community, that we respond to more and more overlapping runs. And this one, it's happened before, but it's rare to get a triple. I don't know about four at the same time, but it's probably happened at some point. So it is something that we're watching, but I just wanted you to be aware of that. It is a trend as far as the as far as our operations. Prevention division. So for public education events, and this includes everything from fire extinguisher classes to public CPR classes to teaching. Helping with a health class at the high school, all those kind of things. So anything that falls under public education, we had a total of, for the month of, for December, 308, and for a total in 2017 of 1,817 children and 257 adults. Now, I'd like to be able to give you that number, but at the same time, know that it is more than that. There is a plus factor that's in there, especially rolled with our next topic, which is public relations events. So that's all the people that we interact with as an organization. And for December, that was 810 children, 610 adults. So we're looking at a total for 2017 of just under 3,000 adults and just under 4,000 children we've had some kind of interaction with. But that doesn't include all the things like the Boy Scout events that get hosted here that we don't take attendance on, parades, public events, we estimate and so forth in there. So 2017 was definitely a busy year, and the firefighters put in a lot of hours at PR and public education events. Under fire prevention, we had seven inspections conducted, the majority of that was for the high school. Over winter break for the school district, we inspect all the school buildings, and they all were in great condition again this year. Plan reviews again for 2017 were up with 31 total, and a lot of those occurred in December as well. With there's a sprinkler and remodel project going on at the hospital. And then we have the remodel and additions going on at the high school, as well as the new elementary as well. So as they get plans drawn up for the projects for the last two schools over the summer, we'll have those numbers as well. So for training, in December we had 171 hours of training. which honestly is a little bit down for us, but we had sand at the fire station and some really rough weather at some point, some days. But our total hours for training 2017 were 3,236 and a half hours of total training. So, you know, when we get questions about, you know, what do these firefighters do all day? Well, we talk to a lot of people and they do a lot of training. Maintenance, things are coming together at Station 1. The SCBA course is getting used and we're hosting a department-wide training program down there next month. Station 3, the frozen ground is making a little issue for Isotech to get their power line run out there, but they're out working on it yesterday, so that should be finished soon. We got the brush trucks in for maintenance. Other than that, things on a maintenance wise, we've been whittling that list down, so things are going good there. Again, on the 28th, we inspected all the school buildings. I've met several times with the truck committee and we'll have a recommendation for you later there. I attended the Clay County Emergency Management Liaison meeting where Chief Lockridge and I talked about our experiences with the March 2017 tornado, and that was with other emergency services operations throughout Clay County. Captain Taggart, he's not here today, he and I were out on the ice all day with the Riverside Fire Department, and we'll be back there on Thursday doing some mutual aid training with them as well. And there's an additional emergency management meeting later this month. The City of Smithville liaison meeting, that got canceled again, kind of waiting until we get city manager in place and so forth, so we've just delayed that meeting. That is all I have.
All right. Any questions?
No. Good job. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much for that report.
Good job.
All right. Next up, public comment. I put these up here. I forgot to ask when I came in. Charlie. Walters.
Charlie Waters, 503 Indian Trail Court, Smithville, Missouri. I thought we were going to talk about the audit, maybe, so you stole my thunder a little bit. That's supposed to be funny, guys. Hey, I didn't know what the... I'm glad... that's rather shocking. You say a termination, you say a separation of agreement?
Negotiated separation of employment.
Okay. As long as we all have that. Yes. I just thought, so I'm not going to talk about what I had written down. I actually had something about the last meeting, but now it's a moot point. And I was just hoping we could kind of reflect. This room is full and I'm happy to see it. 19 months ago, when you came on and you were appointed by two board members, one now, two of them, who are not here. I'm sure they thought that was an interesting step they did and was hoping you'd fall right on your backside. I think we owe a little bit of a debt of gratitude to your parents for guiding you on that, perhaps, because he's got knowledge in that. And this all may not ring together in harmony. But nonetheless, you've done an outstanding job, Debbie. I appreciate that. For these gentlemen to come in here working every day as of over 2 years ago and for however long since 2007 and have the working environment that they had. In my job, Kansas City, you could just bid another station if you didn't get along with men or the administration or your captain or however it worked. Here you can't do that. And so the working conditions that these men had, I just can't relate to. But when I kind of started hanging out and was made privy to some of this is when I got involved with the audit. And we still haven't heard from that. I still look forward to the information they find from that, which is why I thought that what this may be about. Some of the ideas that certain individuals on this board had, I'm surprised, and quite honestly, I'm pleased to hear Mr. Atkins is gone, Mr. Summers is gone, the lawyer is gone, and now Callahan is gone. And I think we are absolutely 100% headed in the right direction. A new five-person board is coming in April, and we'll see how those members do when they get elected. Like I said, this is just a little waving. I didn't have a chance to rehearse any of this like normal. So my last point would be this. I would like to say that, remember, 19 months ago, this room was filled with complaints and loud talking and confusion and just total chaos. Now things are flowing so well with reports and the way the board is operating. So I would like to say thank you to the board. I would like to say thank you to Chief Klein. Thank you to all the firemen who has dealt with this for years. And most, I would like to say thank you to the citizens of Smithville and the fire district for all coming together and changing what needed to be changed.
Thank you for saying that. I said it before, but it's my honor to try to serve these guys and make it the best district that it can be.
Thank you very much. Thanks for caring.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Robin Painter?
I'll defer.
No? All right. All right, moving on. We have no old business. New business employee recognition.
Absolutely. So I swear this is the best part of this whole job. Tonight we have an employee who receives a 10-year award. Jeff Cobble started with the Smithville Area Fire Protection District January 4th, 2008. Jeff's been here through a lot of growth and a lot of change in our organization. He currently serves as the captain on C shift, and we will talk about the rest of his career, but he does what he can do. Jeff's always enthusiastic about training. Jeff is currently working on a college degree, which I think is outstanding. Jeff's always willing to take on additional responsibilities, to that point, with the 2017 sand at the fire station, that was all Jeff, his coordination and getting everything wrangled together. So, Jeff, you can come up. That's your 2010 pin.
Right.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Jeff's not the only one that's hitting a milestone this month. Our acting chief, Dave Klein, hits 15 years on Saturday.
Yeah.
So the leadership, you know, I've only been here for 2 years, not quite 2 years, but the leadership you've shown during that time is just exemplary. It's a completely different atmosphere up here at the station now with you at the helm, and it's pretty awesome. It seems like a great place for the guys to be, and we just appreciate everything that you've done. So we have two things. We already have these hanging in the hallway for 5 and 10 years, and now we get to hang up another one for 15. I don't think we've ever had anybody here that stayed for 15 years. So we have a new plaque. That was upside down. A new plaque for the hallway out here. And then this is just from the board. It says, presented to Dave Klein in recognition of 15 years of faithful dedication and service to the Smithville Area Fire Protection District. And it's got your dates of service, 1/27/03 to 1/27/03.
Oh, thank you very much.
And there are cookies for after the meeting.
Cool.
Heather worked on very hard today.
Thank you.
And so we hope everybody will partake of those after the meeting. Or not. Whatever. All right. The next item of business is to review the tanker truck specs.
So I provided those to you in email form or printed form, however you like them. The truck committee of Byron Watkins, Justin Hallman, Jason King, and myself have met, and we've developed a set of specifications for a tanker truck. To purchase another tanker was part of the bond issue for Station 3. And though it isn't currently staffed with full-time personnel, our capabilities are what ISO judges. So when they were here, that was one of the recommendations, is you need another tanker as well to just to max out our capacities for what we're allowed to, for as much points as we're able to get. So we've met for a couple months, but before that time, the truck committee members have, you know, done the research and what worked best for our organization. We started putting things together, so it turns into a 16-page document, and basically this would be to the proposal, what we'd like to put out, a request for proposal to receive bids to purchase a 2,000-gallon tanker on a commercial chassis in the spring of 2018. So we laid out a timeline for that, and we submitted to your review for approval to publish that and take bids.
Did you have questions on it? Did you look it over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think that's a good idea.
Well, I think it's a good idea. I need a motion for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now I will move that we move forward with putting out the RFP for that.
A second.
All right,
and I.
It's so easy with two of us, right? Yeah. Working just fine.
Are your pieces working? No. Just kidding. All right. I got a little humor after a long night.
Yeah, so move forward with that, and then we'll just get an updated report.
Absolutely.
Next month.
Yeah.
And I know you said that one didn't have all the bells and whistles that this one at this station has.
Right. It'll be a little different design, basically a little simpler version of this. This tanker that we purchased, at the time we didn't have a reserve truck, so if needed to, and also we've done it numerous times when we were really short on trucks, we can use that truck in conjunction with the rescue and carry all the same equipment. Now that we have a reserve truck and we have, you know, pumper 12 here, pumper 13 in Paradise, I don't foresee us being in that situation again where we need another one with those same capabilities. So the truck committee, you know, talked over with people, and a lot of thought went into that process. So it'll be a little shorter, smaller version that we think will fit our needs.
What color?
Fire and red.
All right, thanks for your work on that. All right, last thing on new business is to consider the SOG regarding the hiring process. Did you have any changes to this? Any thoughts on it?
No. I think I read it, and I think it's good, and I think that we need to proceed immediately and take action to fill that position formally. If I can.
Just so you guys know, the basic language of this says that we put an announcement regarding the position to be filled in a manner that maximizes the reach of the announcement, and shall include posting on the district website and local or regional papers and industry publications, relevant governmental association websites or publications, on distributed physical media and or through direct solicitation of applicants. What we would do is probably leave that open for about 2 weeks, I believe is what we talked about. Leave that open for about 2 weeks, and then we would go through those resumes that were submitted and bring in the top few candidates, giving preference to any qualified internal applicants first. If there are internal applicants, and this is for, this is not just for this position right now, this is for the future. You know, this will be an SOG that stays around for a long time, hopefully. So if there are internal applicants qualified, then we give them preference first, and then look at the others after that. And then, let's see, we would try to interview within 14 days of when we get all of those. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, the rest of it is, these are public, so anybody can look at these. Anytime you want.
What's the position? I'm sorry, I haven't made a couple of meetings.
The position now is is the fire chief position.
Well, that's what I thought, but...
Yeah, since we have separated from John Callahan, Dave's the acting chief, so we'll be filling that position.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, and there never has been any kind of formal way to do that in place.
Oh.
And you have to do those things and go through those steps for employees.
Okay.
Right.
So we're going through those steps.
Okay,
thank you. Correct. Dwayne?
Well, if you're going to advertise in the newspaper and in trade magazines, I think you said, or whatever, 2 weeks is hardly going to be time enough for somebody who is out of the Smithville area to respond.
Well, it's not in magazines. It's not in something that comes out once a month. It'll be in newspapers.
Well, I understand that, but it's still going to be a short time for somebody. Is it going to be just the CT newspaper, or are you going to advertise in the Kansas City Star also?
That hasn't all been decided. I mean, right now we're just approving the SOG.
Well, yeah. But I still think, especially regarding the chief's position, you know, granted, my own personal opinion, I hope it comes from inside. But I think 2 weeks is a short period of time for other qualified candidates to get their resumes and everything in.
Okay. We appreciate your comments. All right. Is there any discussion?
No. I think it looks good. And if I don't know if we make a motion to proceed to approve it?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Then I make a motion to approve this.
All right. I will second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Then can I ask, since we're an open meeting, when can we start those steps?
Up to the board. You can see from the guidelines itself, you know, there's a lot of discretion to set particulars of it, but it just says the guideposts generally and the stages to go. But the details of what to do, of where to publish it, you know, could be different from an opening today versus one in 4 years. You know, 4 years from now, there might be the great new website that doesn't even exist today, but that everybody's using 4 years from now. So it's intentionally vague in those respects. So as far as kicking off the process, that's as soon as the board decides what that process is going to look like as far as implementing this guideline.
Would we decide that process at a closed meeting and an open meeting?
No. Process questions would be done in an open meeting. Only closed meetings when you're talking about specific people. No.
So if we wanted to discuss that, and it's not actually an agenda item, would it be something we discuss now, tonight? Do we have to go down to the details I want to put in the Kansas City Star?
Somebody's going to have to decide where it's posted.
We don't have that on the agenda tonight.
Right, that's the problem.
We can't take it tonight.
That it's not in. It's not on the schedule.
Honestly, gosh, I can say what I want to, can't I? I like to get this over with. That's why we're taking these steps. I've been here almost a year in this process. These people have done a great job. They put up the lot. I'd like to get their lives back in order and start moving forward. And I don't know how to make that. If I sit here at midnight tonight to decide on where we're going to put it in the Star, not a fan of the Star, by the way. Does anybody even read that anymore? I know I don't. But sorry, I have to say anything I want to say. And after lately, I'm going to say probably more. But I'd like to get this process going so we can finalize it and get everybody's life back in order. And I don't know how to do that. And I don't follow rules well sometimes, so.
Just the biggest problem with it is just that it wasn't posted. It made part of the agenda.
So we'd have to call another meeting.
Yeah, it'd be on a different. It'd be an open meeting. And I would say it probably now that, because I shared this yesterday. I sent a draft to each of you to review for today. So it's probably going to be worth each of your time individually to take a look at this, think about how you see it playing out, and what particular steps to take to follow this, And then when you guys get together, you know, I think very quickly you come to an agreement on how to do that. And ask for input from, you know, whoever it is you might want to provide input into that search process.
Okay.
Because that's what, one of the things in putting this together that, that I tried to do is, you know, obviously absolute discretion is with the board on every step of the way, but to empower the board too, to be able to rely on others to assist, that might be necessary.
Yeah, and I thought you did a good job, Joe, thanks. This, I mean, that was well done. It's broad enough that it, and wide enough, and well done, so.
Thank you.
I mean, and so, yeah, we'll put our heads together and have an open meeting, and you all can come again. We'll get life in order.
Can we set that meeting now?
Sure.
Can you do it next week?
Yeah, I can do it anytime. I'm pretty much open. I'm an old retired person.
Let's,
I'll bring my dog.
Let's do it next Tuesday at 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that way, if there are people that want to have input on that, it's an open meeting. You're welcome to attend. Did you have a question, Ann?
Yes, I noticed that you didn't mention, do they have to live in Smithville or so many miles from Smithville or in Timbuktu?
That, I would imagine, I mean, that's not part of the SOG. That would be something that would probably be decided next week. And might even be part of an actual individual contract.
Yes.
I would guess. I believe that. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we'll be talking about next week. Feel free to come next Tuesday at 7. All right. We already passed that. We already did that. All right. We're not going. Oh.
I did tell last week. Can I say something or not? I won't.
Okay. What were you saying, Joe?
Given that tonight, we just learned of Mr. Atkins' resignation from the board, and given that he was the acting secretary, I think the board, I think there's a real issue with proceeding too much longer without naming a replacement secretary. And given that the board just learned of that tonight, I think the exigent circumstances would justify an addition to the agenda to appoint the new secretary for the board, because documents need to be attested to. Someone has to be in charge of the corporate duty of keeping the records. And so that's a position that really needs to be filled.
Okay, so we need to change the agenda first, is what you're saying?
Well, yeah, there needs to be a motion to change the agenda if that's what the board wants to do. I think it'd be very important to take that issue up, because somebody has to be in charge of the district records.
All right, well, I will move that we add that on new business for tonight's agenda to appoint a new secretary.
I second it. I vote yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Well, guess what?
What?
I'm the president, so I can't be the secretary as well. So
you can. Where did it say that?
Since we only have two board members, I believe.
And I've got you, so I'm good. I'm not a very good note taker, but
I believe that makes Bob Painter the new secretary.
Okay.
You're being appointed the new secretary. Does that have to be a motion?
Yes.
Can he vote on himself?
Yes.
He can? Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Well, I move that Bob Painter is our new secretary for the board
second.
Of directors. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. That's
how you get to be a radio operator. You need to be radio.
So you can change
chairs. Don't get to start taking notes in closed session.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Do I need to sit in that chair?
Sit anywhere you want. It's kind of silly for us to sit so far apart now.
I kind of like where you're a fan.
Yeah, so the next, we're not going to do closed sessions. We did that beforehand, and again, thanks everybody for your patience. I think it was worth the wait. So the next meeting is Tuesday, February 27th at 7 o'clock. And I will move that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And please get some cookies before you go. Thanks, everybody, for coming.
Congratulations on your appointment.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. I'll tell you that.